best-known example of the UW system pulling its investment funds for political or philosophical reasons was in the 1980s, when it made a financial protest against apartheid in South Africa. Decades later, UW money managers temporarily divested from Tyson Foods to support a labor protest which ended with union concessions. Now the Board of Regents is considering moving roughly 1% of its $300 million portfolio from companies which do business in Sudan. Doug Herr directs the Office of Trust Funds for the UW system.
There hasn't really been any campus-based drive for this. I think it really has been more internal within the regions and within the trust fund's office here, and the fact that Sudan divestment has been getting so much press lately.
The Office of Trust Funds is preparing a divestment report for the regions to consider at its August meeting. For the most part, Herr says the UW's investments in Sudan are international companies. For example, the UW system has mutual funds with Chinese oil firms. In order to divest, Herr says they'd have to fire the mutual fund managers. That's just one difficult consideration. Another is which companies to exclude. Not all businesses operating in Sudan are considered unethical. Companies which also provide humanitarian relief may be considered all right for investment purposes. However, it's not always clear-cut. Socially conscious portfolio managers have to wrestle with the question of whether companies are helping the people of Sudan more than the government persecuting them, and at what point the ethical scale tips. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.